furries are very tactile, they like to hug, they like to stretch. But that's not really in a sexual way. There's lots of different furry words which like normal people won't know if they're not furry.
Yes. Oh.
Boobs is human secretion.
From certain organs.
Yes!
Good team.
Ah. Before I found out other people were like me, I still thought that I was fine in myself, but I just felt this was natural to me, and there was nothing wrong with that. I was just who I was.
I tell you, it must be loads of people thinking that sort of trying to work out who's going out with who in that, you know?
You can get that impression because it's sort of more tactile, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone thinks Kit and the Moon are going out together, mm-hmm. which, you know, they're close.
Yeah.
They are very close, but Kit has his interest elsewhere, but they are, yeah, they're close. If you'd have told me 2 years ago that I'd be able to just go up and hug a bloke with no trouble at all, I would have said no. I would have, but I don't know. I mean, it comes out to you very naturally now.
There are a hell of a lot of gays and bis on the first scene. They're 90% of it. Perhaps that's one of the reasons the first scene is so snuggly. Everyone is very happy to just snuggle up. They're not inhibited by other people. Personally, I'm actually straight.
I hate that. I'm mated to a fox, and I hate that so much.
Get used to it, love. We make it a lot, especially when we're being here.
I mean, people say, is it some kind of, you know, fetish? Yes, it is. It's something that a lot of us get, that the furs get turned on by. You know, the actual fur itself is a wonderful material. It's just tactile and visually kind of gorgeous as well, and that, you know, that's attractive. And characters that are half cats. Most of the time you reduce, you know, it's just pure fantasy, obviously. You go for the makeup, you go for the costumes, and people try and make their makeup and their costumes more and more real. But yeah, there is a sexual element of that. You know, I would admit I find anthro animals incredibly sexy. But real animals are quite frankly a bit of a turn off. The idea of sex with, you know, with a wolf or with a cat or with a tiger is just a bit gross.
With any fandom, you always get a sexual element attached to it, and it still happens in furry, but, you know, it happens with people who aren't furry. Everyone has a sexuality. It's something completely different from any kind of fandom.
I mean, I know my mum and my dad were watching this. This has been the first time I've gone into the sexuality side of furry, and I have no idea if they ever had any clue at all. I hope this will really, I actually hope this will explain a lot to them all at once.
My parents, they know, obviously. They've only just found out that I like wolves. I gradually introduced them to that idea once I went away to university last year. They don't know about the fact that I think sometimes I am an animal. Probably because I don't think they'd be able to comprehend it. Like a lot of parents, they tend to be closed-minded.
I mean, I have only told 4 people, I think, who have asked me, or I've gone to tell them about my friends. Other people have just been like saying things behind my back, started being misinformed with inaccurate information. People have been going to my teachers without consulting me first, without coming to me and asking me, complaining.
What they complained about?
They're basically saying that I've been encouraging them to, you know, join in, come to London with me, even do this documentary. And it's none of the teachers' problems. It's something to do with my private life. Why should they get involved? Why should they have to get involved? And the way they dealt with it was completely wrong. It was horrible. They sent a letter home to my parents. My parents didn't know about my furriness at the time, so I thought it was something, you know, to do with my private life. I didn't want to get them involved and everything. Then when she got the letter, she was quite surprised, but, well, not too surprised. because she already knew that I'd just gotten and was obsessed with wars for a long time. She took it really well. I was really pleased with her reaction. She's now completely supporting me with everything.
I don't like anything being really obsessive. I don't think she's obsessive. She's got a head on her shoulders.
I can see a wolf for a long period of time. It intensifies perhaps for a couple of seconds at a time or a couple of minutes at a time. Essentially, to all intents and purposes, I am in a human body. I am human. Internally, perhaps I don't feel like that. Mentally, I feel as if I am part the animal, part human. I have a human side to me. I can't say, I believe I cannot say that I am 100% wolf. When I'm on my own, I can feel sometimes a greater connection to my wolf side, purely because there's nothing around me to distract me. I might be more open with things like making canid noises, or walking upstairs on all fours. There's just a couple of quirks. Sometimes I might put a tail on for a laugh, but I'm not going to completely go doolally, as it were.
For the wave section of the group, the animal side manifests itself primarily through physical and mental shifting. Is there any way that you could try and describe what mental shifting feels like in comparison to when you're sitting in alpha sample?
Again, difficult to put into words, but for all you know, I might be mentally shifted. I might have heightened senses. As it happens, I feel pretty normal at the moment, pretty nervous because of being filmed. And perhaps I might feel something later on as a result of nervousness. But how it actually feels, again, it differs on the situation. And for me, mental shifting can be anything from a few seconds where my mind seems to revert to that of an animal to a couple of minutes that I have private, that little my animal will visit me or manifest itself in that way. Should it happen in public, mental shifting happen in public, then it's not so much of a good thing, depending on exactly what happens and etc.
And to an outsider, how would it seem? Would it seem like you've just gone quiet for a minute?
Again, it varies depending on the level that it reaches. I have had one occasion where I have growled at somebody on a rather crowded train.
How is it more than just a hobby? What about you that
attracts
other people, you know,
dreams? I have a lot of dreams about wolves, actually. I'm often of being one, and I find that not many other people have that who like wolves, but they've all been something really, really special to me.
And how does it feel in the dreams when you're
doing it? Absolutely fantastic. I feel so relaxed and natural. It's not generally a kind of story, it's just generally wandering around in the forest, going hunting, basic walker's traits.
And how is being walking in the dreams, how's that different from human? I know it's really hard to explain, you can say that.
Yeah, it is hard to explain how to really express it in human terms, because you don't think, human language you can't understand when I walk in dreams. It's very different, very kind of use other senses more, such as hearing and smells. It's hard to explain how not to understand human language.
Most of the time I've been much of an outcast. I think many weirs have. And now that I've found groups of people that I can be open with, speak my problems to, and know that they'll understand, listen, and they're generally more friends than I can say anybody else has ever been to me.
How would your friendship be different from
human subjective?
I think it's because we talk at things that are more personal depth, like instincts. We shouldn't really talk about, you know, friends, you know, how you really feel inside.
Okay. We do have something in common that's definitely there. That's very much in common. Though that said, in real life it tends to be always difficult to talk about that side of you because of how personal it is.
Maybe there's all have there's certain mental attributes, and that similarity in mentality and the way we think means we're, you know, just closer.
It's personal feelings. It's not like a cult or a religion or something that revolves around sexual aspects of things. It is just personal, inbuilt, and I am what I am, and that's it. There's no more to it.
I think it is just finding one's inner self. It is getting down to the fundamental parts of oneself. I know it's just perhaps a mental trick that I'm using for myself, finding the inner beast, pulling on that strength. I know it's just something that's within me, and basically I'm human.
The most important thing with it is that it feels right. It's not something that, for you, it doesn't feel odd, or you're in the wrong, you're not in the right place, you're out of your depth, it just feels right.
I don't know what it's like to be older, so I can't really say what I'm going to be doing when I'm 50, but, you know I still have that very connection in me, but it just depends how it will show. Humans always seem to have some kind of mask on that cover up their true emotions, and they can't show what they really want to do, how they really feel. If they wanted to hug someone, they wouldn't, because they thought, oh no, we can't. I mean, we still have morals. There's still things that you know you can't do.
You'll get people saying, you're mad, you should be a shrink. I'm not going to no shrink. I enjoy this. I find it useful. It's more fun. It, you know, it is a source of strength. It is a source of mental power. If I'm talking to someone, it can be a source of confidence. It's not a bad thing. And I think it is just finding one's inner self.